Go and put a poster up in that shop.
Yes, Papa Lazaru.
Tell them the circus is coming to town.
Hello! Is there anybody there?
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning. Can I help you at all?
Can you put this up in your shop?
Ah! Edward, Edward!
Hello, hello. What's going on? What's all this shouting? We'll have no trouble here.
Look, Edward. Children.
They are not children. They are monsters.
Go now. Find yourself, mister.
Do you want lollipops?
Get out! Get out! Do you hear me? This is a local shop for local people. There's nothing for you here. Demons!
Look, Edward, it's a freak show. Shall we take David along?
No, Tubbs. We wouldn't want to frighten them.
David!
Chores on my own today?
I'm sorry. I was miles away.
Oh, girls! I do wish you wouldn't keep doing that.
Mummy, why are you thinking about Cousin Benjamin?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You think the house seems empty without him. You wish he was still living here.
You wish Daddy had given you a son. As well as daughters.
Don't be ridiculous, girls. We're perfectly happy the way we are, aren't we, Harvey?
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, think of the difficulties a son would provide. The nightmare of puberty, endless sojourns in the bathroom as Junior shakes hot white coconuts from the veiny love tree. Yes, we're better off with Chloe and Radcliffe. Now, Val, if you can turn your mind from such trivial matters. This coal won't clean itself.
Excuse me. How much is this?
We should say on it, dear. Has it got a price on it?
Don't think so.
Let's have a look. Now, price on it. Reenie! Reenie! I need a price check. What is it, dear?
It's a cassette.
It's a cassette, is it? All right, here I am, dear. What's wrong? I've got a gentleman here. He's got a cassette.
A what?
A cassette.
A cassette, is it? Does he want a bag for it, dear?
No, dear. There's no price on it. I want a price check, dear.
What does he want?
A cassette.
A cassette, right.
She won't be a minute, dear. Did you want a bag for that?
Yes, please.
Let's have a look. That's too big, is it? It's a good bag, is that? I should charge you extra for that bag.
Here we are, dear. I've got the cassette. Now, which cassette does he want?
No, dear, he's got a cassette here.
Oh, I see. He's brought us a cassette, has he? Thank you very much, dear. Can we keep the bag?
No, I want to buy the cassette, but there's no price on it.
No, dear, he's got a cassette here. I want a price check, dear.
All right. No need to be rude, dear.
I'm not being rude, dear.
You are rude, dear.
I'm not. Where's the book, Rhea?
This is the book, Rhea. He wants the book as well, does he? Right.
Here we are. Look, right. One cassette. How do you spell that, dear?
C-A-double-A.
C-A...
I'll tell you what, just put tape.
Right.
Here we are, dear. I've got the books. Now, which book does he want?
I don't want a book.
He wants some tape as well, dear.
Well, does he want some tape? Does he want a bag for that, dear?
A bag for that, dear?
No!
No need to be rude, dear.
I'm not being rude. I just want to buy the tape.
What about the cassette?
Well, how much is it?
£5.
Right.
Thank you. Now I'll have to get change. Really?
Really? Just a minute. Just a minute. I got the tape. What tape does he want?
He wants some change, will
he? He wants to get change. Well, you could get change in here, dear. There's no one looking. Just the jacket, is it?
Right, I have to put it all in the book, Reenie. That's the cassette, the tapes, the books, and the jackets. All together, that's
28 pence, please.
Do you want a bag for that, dear? Someone let me out!
Okay, so we got the penguin boy set up over there. Let's have the giant down there.
My weight is 17 stone. The circumference of my neck is 18 inches.
Not yet! Okay, Simba, I'm gonna leave you in charge. Me and Mama are gonna go into town and sell some pay.
All right, boss!
I want to see everything set up when I get back. And don't hit the giant!
We won't!
Excuse me, inches.
Are you with the carnival?
What do you think?
My name's Barbara. I was wondering if I could join your freak show.
Oh, yeah? You want to be one of us?
Yeah, anything to get away from here.
What's your speciality?
Well, I thought I could be a bearded lady.
Sorry, mate, we've already got one.
Thing is, I went in for a sex change operation, but there were complications.
So, did they turn you into a man or a woman?
I don't know. I can't work it out. What do you think?
The circumference of my neck is 18 inches.
Shut up!
Seekers. Now, I see we have a few new faces joining our little restart course this morning, so I want you all to make them feel very welcome. Remember, we're all in the same boat. Well, I'm not, I've got a job. But you're all in the same boat. And as such, I want for you to think of me as your cox.
Cox!
Now, this morning, we're going to start by writing up on the board. Oh.
Can I help you?
Frick, are you? What are you doing writing on my pad?
If you'd have been here on time, you'd know by now. My name is Kathy Carter Smith. And this is now my pad.
Yeah, I think you've got the wrong room, dear. If you're after Weight Watchers, you have to go down the stairs.
Your name this family has to be Pauline. You were fired for violent conduct. What do you think you're doing here?
This is my restart.
Exactly. And I am your restart officer. So sit down, shut up, and start learning. That's it. Right then, jobbies, there are going to be a few changes around here. Rule number one, no smoking. I know you lot have got nothing to live for, but I do. Rule number two, I want you all to sit up straight. You, monkey man! What's the matter with you? Your back's broken. What's your name?
His name is Mickey. You leave him alone.
I'll leave him alone when he does as he's told. That's better. Right, take me through what you've been doing on the computers.
They haven't been on the computers.
What?
They've got pens.
Pens?
Yeah. Pens?
Oh, I see. That's what I think of pens.
Pauline, she's worse than you.
Right, we're going to have to start from scratch. I'm going to get you dunces wet wise by the end of this week, or my name ain't C.C. Smith. Clean that board, you. A computer is like a big electronic brain, full of different kinds of chips. No, not the ones that you have for your tea every single night. Well, come on, you, we haven't got all day.
No!
You what?
Just who do you think you're talking to?
Well, according to my report, a psychotic 50-year-old lesbian.
How dare you? I'm 48.
What to do about it? Roll over and shit Mars bars?
You listen to me, you tubby little titwitch. These poor bastards rely on me. I'm the only reason they've got to drag themselves out of bed first thing in the afternoon. You can't just come marching in here telling them they're useless. That is my job.
Not his, was. You haven't got a job, remember? They told me you were hard. I can't believe you're such a pushover. Now get out of my sight and my restart before I shove your pens where the sun don't shine. Right then, part one of the Idiot's Guide to Computers. Who can tell me what electricity is? Anybody?
Fully!
Do it, Monkey Man, get down at once! Do you hear me? At once, I've never seen anything like it!
Thank you, Mickey Love.
Get down at once, I'll call security!
Oh, I've got a frog for Mr. Denson.
A what?
A frog.
How dare you, sir? In this house, we do not use the F word. This is a toad.
I think you've got the wrong house.
Okay, is Dave there?
No, there's no one called Dave here.
Okay. Dave, my wife would like to use your toilet.
No, I don't think that...
Don't worry, Dave, she won't go in the sink.
It's your guru! It's your bagasco matalado! And the baka! What about some pegs, Dave?
I'm sorry?
I got some pegs belonging to you.
No, I'm all right for pegs, thank you. Is your wife...
My wife?
Yes, is she...
Don't worry, Dave, she won't be long. Get sat down if you like.
No, there's been a misunderstanding. You're in the wrong house.
Dave, my wife tells me there is a block in your toilet.
No, there isn't.
There is now. Sit down, Dave, my wife will begin the reading.
Oh, I've got nothing against you, travelling people, but I don't want my palm read. You're intruding on my property. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You're not Dave.
Yes, I know. This is what I've been trying to tell you.
It's okay, Dave. My wife will continue to read your fortune, but you must cross her palm with silvers.
I haven't got any silver. Ow, that's my wedding ring!
This is just a saga now. I'm going to the toilet, Dave. But I'll be back in a moment.
Please, you have to help me. He thinks I'm his wife. He made me go with him. Please help me.
Who is he?
I don't know. He just came to my house.
But you speak to him. That language.
I make it up. It's gibberish. He's coming back. Please do as he says. Oh, don't make him angry. He can do things.
Dave. My wife was right. There is a block in your toilet, but I fixed it now. It's okay. Dave?
Yes?
Autumn? Sprout? Kala? Tikvana? Sandro? But no serious me?
But pray to... Stema, Flitov, Kalan, Pritov, Fish Time.
Of course you can! We would love you to join us! Oh, you're my wife now.
What can I do for you, young sir?
Pound of director's sausages, please.
What's that caterpillar on your top lip? Has your dad not taught you how to shave yet?
And your peace pudding?
I dare say.
And, can I have some of your special stuff?
You planning on going to this fun fair, then?
I expect so. I enjoy a turn on the Ferris wheel.
Please, Mr. Briss. I really want to give it a go.
You know what you're talking about?
I reckon I'm ready for it.
Do you now?
Come on. On your way. That's a good kid.
Let me have some, Mr. Briss, or you'll regret it.
Don't! Threaten me.
I'll go to the Bobbies. I mean it.
Is there a problem, Hillary?
No, Inspector Cox. I think young Mr. Collier was just leaving.
Dress. What are you gonna do, Pauline?
Don't worry.
I'll think of something.
Val? You're not listening, Val. Specimen 397. The Colombian Natterjack, also known as the Devil's Toad. Many are the tales attached to this poor, misunderstood little fella. The Mapapa tribe of the Shakti Hills believe this animal to be a source of great magical power. They do say that if one were to squeeze his little yellow belly, one's heart's desire would be granted. Of course, if only life were that simple, I would have wished for a self-lowering lavatory seat a long, long time ago. That reminds me. Time to make toilet.
Pebble, how's it going? Good audience.
Not bad.
I see you've got another one.
Yes. Put him on the rest.
Yes, Buffalo Zaroo. I gotta get on with the show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Papalazzo. I'm here tonight to demonstrate my amazing psychic powers. Grief. Are you grieving?
Yes.
I sense it was for someone close.
Yes, my husband, George.
Was it your sister, Mary?
No, my husband, George.
So who is this Mary?
I don't know.
Then why do you grieve for her so?
I don't.
Good. Because she tells you not to grieve.
Ask her who she is. Do I know her?
No, you don't. So you must let her go. Let her go and be in peace. But wait. I'm hearing another voice. His name is George.
George? Can I speak to him?
No, he's dead. But I can speak to him through me. Now I am George.
George?
Yes.
Is that you, George?
Yes, it is. Ask me a question.
Say my name, George.
All right. What's your name?
Me?
Hello, Annie. Give us your wedding ring.
What?
Your wedding ring, give it to Papa Lazaro.
Why?
Just do it. I'm dead now. There's no point in having it. Come on.
But are you all right, George? Are you happy?
Yes, I'm fine. It's nice in heaven. You'll like it. I'm fading now, Annie. Goodbye. Goodbye.
My weight is 17 stone. The circumference of my neck is 18 inches. The span across my hand is
7.5 inches.
The width across my shoulders is
26 inches.
My
3.5 inches.
It's not even a real beard! Ooh, I'm more of a freak than she is!
We need all beats, each one alive!
I'll try my hand. Now, there's a knack to this. I'll just take a step back, if I may.
Monsieur, Damen und Herren, I give you le terrible enfant oiseau.
Oh!
out. I know what you mean. Let's get out of here.
Somebody there. Don't answer it.
I must.
It's Benjamin. Benjamin, where have you been?